Well, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio, 1102. Good morning, I'm Bob Angel. Welcome to Detox Mansion. And, you know, you ever go into a joint and find a great jukebox and you got it all to yourself and you just get to program it all yourself? Well, that's, you know, kind of like what we do here, really. People say, you know, radio shouldn't be a jukebox. I think it actually should be a jukebox. But some people have figured out a way to have fun with jukeboxes that I never thought of before. And John Mulaney is one of them.
I want to tell you one story. This was the best meal I've ever had in my life, all right? This happened when I was 11 years old in Chicago, Illinois, where I grew up. And it took place at a little restaurant called the Salt and Pepper Diner, which was a family restaurant in the city. Yes, yes, you know the Salt and Pepper Diner? It's a wonderful family restaurant in Chicago, which means that it caters mainly to teenagers and homeless schizophrenics. Now, I go into this place one day when I'm 11 with my best friend, John. And I should say that his name is also John. I'm not calling myself my own best friend. It's a separate human being. We walk into the Salt and Pepper Diner one day, and they had a jukebox there, all right? And the jukebox was three plays for a dollar. So we put in $7 and selected 21 plays of Tom Jones's What's New Pussycat. And then we ordered and waited. Here's the thing about when What's New Pussycat plays over and over and over and over and over again. The second time it plays, your immediate thought is not, hey, someone's playing What's New Pussycat again. It's, hey, What's New Pussycat is a lot longer than I first thought. And it has like a dip in the middle. You know how some songs have a dip, like Guns N' Roses, November Rain? You're like, hey, November Rain's over. No, it's not. There's more. The third time it plays, you're thinking, maybe someone's playing What's New Pussycat again. The fourth time it plays, you're thinking, whoa. Someone just played What's New Pussycat four times. Or at least, someone played it twice, and it's a really long song. So, the fifth time is the kicker. Now, we're watching the entire diner at this point. Most people have gotten wind as to what's going on. And we're staring at this one guy, and he's sitting in his booth, and his, like, hand is shaking while his stupid kids jump around, and, like, he's been onto us since the beginning. And he's staring at his coffee cup like this, and he has this look on his face like, aw, like he just got his 30-day chip from anger management. And he's staring like this, and the fourth play fades out. It's dead quiet. And then, I don't know if you know this, but the song begins very subtly. Blah, blah, What's New Pussycat? And the guy goes, God damn it! And pounds on the table, and silverware flies everywhere, and it was fantastic. But a word about my friend John and what a genius he was. Because when we were first up at the jukebox, and we were punching in the What's New Pussycats, right? I'd punched in about seven. And then John says to me, hey, wait. Before we drop in another What's New Pussycat, let's put in one It's Not Unusual. And that is when the afternoon went from good to great. After seven What's New Pussycats in a row, suddenly, dum da dum dum na 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 na. It's not unusual, and the sigh of relief has swept through the diner. People were ecstatic. It was like the liberation of France. You know, for years scientists have wondered, can you make grown men and women weep tears of joy by playing Tom Jones's It's Not Unusual? And the answer is yes, you can. As long as it is preceded by 7 What's New Pussycats.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Tears of joy. It's not unusual. Tom Jones, 91.5 WMFO. And we're going to get into our serious part of the show now. And we're going to start with Tom Jones. A little more recent stuff. 2010, this came out. 91.5 MFO.
I'm going down to the church house. Get down on my bended knee. Deacon Jones, pray for me. Deacon Jones, please pray for me. Maybe there ain't no hell. Maybe there ain't no hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven. No burning hell. No! I'm going down to the crossroads with no devil. Will I make a deal? I'm going down to the crossroads with no devil. Will I make a deal? Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. When I die, where will I go? Somebody tell me. Will somebody tell me? Somebody please tell me. Where will I go? Maybe there ain't no heaven. Maybe there ain't no hell. No hell. No burning hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven. Maybe there
Bob Angel on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We advise you to start with a low playback volume until a safe level can be determined.
Period.
Smells funny in here. I got punched right in the nose.
Punch right in the nose.
Why is that the use of both?
Punch right in the nose.
I should shut up, I should. Probably do my nose some good. Well, I woke up feeling funny in the hospital bed. Rang for the next and when she showed up, I said, honey, you looking just as fine as can be. How about you land some of that treatment?
Brand new music from the Marcus King Band. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Self-titled debut album right there. Before that, we heard from Jimmy and the Soul Cats, band from Maine. Powerful Love, the CD they put out in 1999. Punched right in the nose. The legendary Etta James did Shaky Ground from 7 Year Itch. We heard Tom Jones with Burning Hell from his Praise and Blame album from 2010. He's been putting out some good stuff lately. Really good stuff. He's always been a hell of a singer. Also, of course, we started off with a little bit of comedy with Tom Jones doing It's Not Unusual, sort of introduced by John Mulaney. The Top Part is the name of the album that John put out. Funny young comedian. Salt and Pepper Diner. Talking about driving people mad in a diner with a jukebox. I love it. It is 11:24, Bob Angel Detox Mansion. We've got some clouds around this morning, but we're going to see breaks of sunshine as well. It's nice and warm. What a great weekend we have lucked out on this weekend here in New England, or in the Boston area anyway. Temperatures well into the 50s. Tonight, clear skies, turning colder. Winds were turning around to the northwest, and you know what that means. It's going to get cold. But low around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 40. And then we really have mostly just nice weather coming up. Going to be a little bit of showers possibly on Tuesday night, but towards the end of this coming work week, it's going to be right back up into the 50s, near 60 degrees, and a possible rainstorm next Saturday with temperatures near 60. Right now, on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, it is 56 degrees.
I'm nice Sarah, long set of music and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react. The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You know, when life isn't going your way, don't dismay. Find yourself some alternative facts.
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 Here's a good one.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot.
Alternative facts.
How about this one?
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
Alternative facts.
How about this one?
I don't know any, honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
This was the first time in our nation's history that floor coverings have been used to protect the grass in the mall.
Alternative facts.
I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
And I hope you're sitting down for this one.
But the one problem I have is that I'm always audited by the IRS, which I think is very unfair. I don't know, maybe because of the fact that I'm a strong Christian and I feel strongly about it, and maybe there's a bias.
We've got plenty more alternative facts. Plus, 4 more years to come. God help us all.
Alternative facts.
Yeah, let's hope it's not 4 more years. And he just unloaded the biggest doozy of an alternative fact on us on Friday. Or was it Thursday? It's hard to keep track. He unloads so many of them. But he tells us the press is the enemy of the American people. The press is the enemy of the American people. The press, which is protected right at the top of the U.S. Constitution. It's there for a reason, folks, to protect us from people who keep telling us that the press is the enemy of the American people. If you repeat a lie often enough, people start resisting it. People start believing it. Resist is what we have to do. Resist. 91.5 WMFO. A little bit of a story about immigration here from Santana. This is Migra. 91.5 MFO.
tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground. Go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Gotta keep in style, feed your head.
you're 21, still your mother makes you bed. And that's too long.
Billy Joel, 91.5 WMFO, and brand new music from Rag & Bone Man.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Man, I love that. Just love that. 91.5 WMFO, brand new music from Rag & Bone Man. And it's the title track from his 2017 brand new release called Human, in case you couldn't tell. Very topical. And great stuff. I got to listen to more of his stuff. That's like his sixth album, I believe. Five albums and one EP, actually. He's from Uckfield, beginning with a U, folks. Uckfield in East Sussex, England. Rag and Bone Man. Love it. Anyway, before that, Billy Joel and a classic track. Captain Jack, we took the Songs in the Attic version from 1981. Of course, it was originally out in 73 on the Piano Man album. Jean-Luc Ponty did the overture and the Translove Express from Enigmatic Ocean. Santana Migra from Supernatural, and that was a great request. Thank you so much, Mark Ellison, for turning us on to that one. And we were just coming out of talking about alternative facts, and how this so-called president is. You know, when they're attacking the media, when they're attacking the people who are reporting on what they're doing, what the man behind the curtain is doing, that they're up to something no good. We have got to keep an eye on this guy, and I am praying he don't make it 4 years. Just me, what can I say? Let me tell you about a few shows that I've been digging on this program. This WMFO is, great college university station, Tufts University, and I tend to listen mostly on the weekends because that's just when I have the time nowadays. You know, you get Mike on the mic every Saturday morning. From 9 to 11 every Saturday morning, I listen to him absolutely without fail. He's preceded by the Brutal Brunch. I caught a little bit of this show, and man, talk about crunchy metal. You like it, and you like it early in the morning. That's from 8 to 9, followed by Mike and the Mike. And then Something About the Women, awesome show. It's been around for like 30 years at least, and they're probably going to correct me and say it's longer than that. And then this guy, Brian Young, comes in for 3 hours, 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. I cannot turn off WMFO on Saturdays. I just can't do it. A Crash Course for the Ravers is the name of his show on Saturday afternoon. Please tune it in, because there is just such incredible music and such incredible talent on this radio station. You got to hear it.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right, got to push the button before I talk. 11:52, 8 minutes before noontime. Bob Angel. The show's called Detox Mansion. I sort of threw it out. I just assumed I was not going to get a slot. And so I just put the first title that came into my head, and I ripped off Warren Zevon. And I apologize to the memory of Warren Zevon for stealing his intellectual property to take the title of my show. I really regret that. I really, really do. Let's get another long set of music going. I mean, that's the thing about college radio. We can just play all day long, and we're gonna too, because when you got stuff like this, what else do you need? Turn it up. This is awesome. This is, well, what, I don't, do I need to say what it is? It's Prince, 91.5 WMFO.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you in pain.